Chemical and Culinary. Today we've gathered four of the most famous philosophers to discuss the ongoing global struggle against violent extremism. Immanuel Kant, John Locke, Thomas Hobbes, and Jean-Jacques Rousseau. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sean. My shoes and income were just right for the journey.
Hello, I'm Thomas Hobbes, and people are driven by selfishness and greed.
Hi, I'm Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and I do not like society. It is evil.
Hello, I'm Immanuel Kant. I decided that this debate is in fact part of reality, and my mind has been degraded in my partaking.
We'll start with you, Hobbes. Do you think that Bush pressured other countries into joining the war?
I believe that the United States did the right thing because for peace, you must have war.
So, essentially, you're keen to stop killing?
Yes, sacrifices must be made for a safer tomorrow.
But are human lives merely sacrifices?
Human lives are just mere sacrifices, but they just must be lost to protect the lives of future citizens.
Excellent rebuttal. Now, do you agree with Hobbes' point of view?
I think that people have a natural right to life, liberty, and property. Bush has the responsibility to protect those rights.
But do you believe that Americans must help their own countrymen?
One just man can intervene in the affairs of others if his presence will bring peace.
Rousseau, why do you believe this war happened, and whose fault was it?
Well, this war started because of society. When people were born, they were good, but if they entered society, the people were corrupted. If not for society being evil, this war would have never started. This war is obviously society's fault.
What about the Sunnis, whose lives have been negatively affected by the war?
Well, I believe in the general will of the people, and that the community as a whole is more important than the individual.
They do not have the clarity of reason on their side. They perceive something that did not exist. It's like my watch here. It says it works. How do I know? I was not present at its conception. I am merely taking the word of the merchant who sold it to me. But what if the merchant was mine? Perhaps he was like me and merely assumed that the watch was authentic. Where can true reality be found? In the watchmaker? Nay, what if he believed the parts were self-made, when in fact they were pounded out by 7-year-olds working at sweatshops in Calcutta? Published to wage war on a country for assumed materials is asinine.
So are you disputing that the government has the ability to obtain information about other countries?
No one has the ability to make judgments about another person's faculties. Men must not treat each other as a means to an end, for it degrades that person and lose all moral high ground. Instead, you must respect his rights as you would hope others would respect yours. But I digress. I believe that the government is foolish to believe that they wield supreme mental power over the land. In fact, when has the government ever produced a single intuitive natural thought? They merely derive their ideas from the very individuals they oppress. And the very idea of pursuing knowledge is bankrupt in the first place, for we can never arrive at true reason. That exists only in the noumena world.
I believe that the U.S. government should be able to take over another country's government, only if they attack the U.S. first. Because I believe war means peace in the long run.